your mind out of the funk. Giddy your body off of that junk. Giddy your spirit up in the air. Giddy your life out of that chair. G-I-D-D-Y-Y-O, dark chocolate made in Ontario.
Yo, giddy, yo, dark chocolate. No lies, no delusions, no deception. This dark chocolate your body will love, yo.
Warning, warning, warning.
Profound shifts may occur with long-term generous consumption of giddy, yo, dark chocolate. Accept no substitute. This is real food, not candy.
Giddyyo.com. Tim picked this song. Even though I know it's going to annoy Randy, he's listening to it right now. He's on hold. Randy Stonehill just about to join us on the Drew Marshall Show. This really was a song that was so ridiculously formative in our youth. Have a listen.
Keep out the devil. Good and bad was just a game.
Shut-dee-do, keep the devil in the night.
Many years and many trials.
Shut-dee-do. Keep out the devil.
They prove to be they're not the same.
Shut-dee-do, keep the devil in the night.
Shut-dee-do,
keep out the devil. Shut-dee-do, keep the devil in the night.
Shut-dee-do,
keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Oh, Satan is an evil charmer.
So we used to sing this around the campfire. We taught campers this song. That was before we could get sued for copyright infringement, I think.
Yes. I remember this cranked at the snack bar every night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for one particular summer.
And yeah, I don't think he got paid for us playing that again, eh?
So we probably shouldn't mention it on air.
Oh, we shouldn't mention that.
All right.
Should not mention that. Randy Stonehill. I don't even know if I need to read his bio. I know so much about this guy. Things that you don't want to know. Wait, I want to get to this part. Turn it up, turn it up.
Shut the door! You better shut the door!
Randy, I am so sorry for slaughtering your song and stepping all over your fame and fortune. Mr. Randy Stonehill.
Well, my friend, at least it won't garner an indifferent response. You know, people will remember your dulcet tonage there, though heaven knows they'll try to forget.
Buddy, it has been a long stinking time, man.
I know.
Somebody said, I said, Randy Stonehill's on the show this week, and they went, he's still alive? How do you feel about that? Hey?
Well, I mean, all I can say is I guess they just need to broaden their cultural horizons. But the fact that I'm still alive makes me grateful.
Yes.
Get up every morning with faith in my heart and a song on my lips, and I still got a pulse. So, I don't know. What can we say to these people? You gotta focus.
But here's the thing, Randy. You are still a fine specimen of a human being, of a man. You're a tall, good-looking, full body of hair dude. And I find that, I just find myself getting more and more jealous as I look at pictures of you. Full head of hair.
Oh, head of hair. You said full body of hair.
Full body of hair.
That's me.
All right. I don't want to talk
everywhere
about the hair in your body,
me.
Randy, but yeah. Yeah,
Drew, I think you just, when you look in the mirror, you just have to say to yourself, yeah, I'm distinguished. Yeah, man, that's what I am.
Really?
I'm distinguished.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a ticket. Over 40 years after the release of his first album, Born Twice, 1971, and his subsequent 27 releases. Do I have that number correct? It's not 28, is it? Is it 27?
You know, I actually
he doesn't even
I
know.
Lose count because I don't take myself that seriously, but I think it's around 27. So.
Including over 800 songs like King of Hearts, Shut the Door, American Fast Food. It's no wonder that Randy Stonehill was inducted into the Christian Music Hall of Fame back in 1932.
Hey, this is 1,000 years. That's not right. That 2010 was inducted. Which is better than being abducted.
Yes, I've heard.
If you think about that. That could be more fellowship than you're looking for, actually. it's a blessing because it reminds me that by God's grace, my work has found its way into the fabric of culture, and that's something you can never you can never plan. So I'm a grateful man.
Randy, is it, in all seriousness, is it a bit of a head spin knowing that long after you pass, people will still be, you know, singing your tunes, playing your tunes? Yeah, like, the impact is there, man. You're not just a passing fad like so many of the CCM artists are these days. You are a staple in I think I just called you an office product there, but
I know you could. Yeah, you could puncture a finger like that.
Done it many times.
But it's got to be weird. Like, how do you remain humble, Randy Stonehill? Because you are a founding father of Christian rock.
Well, you know, the closer you press in with Jesus, the more vividly you recognize who the real star is, so to speak, and where the gifts come from. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, year by year, I'm just more grateful to be doing what I do, and recognizing just how priceless it is to have any participation at all in kingdom business and in eternal things. That's amazing to me.
Who would be some of your contemporaries that people would lump you in with these days that are still going, still doing their thing? Obviously, it's not Keith Green. He's dead. Obviously, it's not Larry Norman. He's dead. Amy Grant. No, she's still alive.
No, I'm saying she's one of the ones that you could lump in.
Oh, right. You can lump her in. Actually, didn't you win or nominated? You were nominated for a Grammy with your duet with Amy Grant, right?
That's right. And I'll never forget, I was sitting next to the president and his wife, the president of RCA Records and his wife. And my heart's just pounding like a bunny rabbit, you know. And they had called, the organization had called, and they said, look, this year your category is going to be on camera. So there's going to be about worldwide at least 60 million viewers. But hey, don't tense up.
No. No.
And I said, okay, I'll be sure to, you know, I take a bath once a year, whether or not I need it. But I remember they were announcing the winner, and the name of the duet that I'd written, that Amy and I had done, is I Could Never Say Goodbye. But the winning song also started with that same word. It was I. And I'm going, and I'm almost rising out of my seat. And they said, and the winner is, I've just seen Jesus, Sandy Patty, and Lornell Harris. And I kind of crumpled. I sat back down in the seat, and the president's wife turned to me, and she patted my knee like I was a schoolboy, and she said, that's all right, honey. Maybe you'll win next year.
Yeah, yeah. There, donkey.
It was a small consolation, I'm telling you. Small comfort. But anyway, so, you know, people I would lump myself in with, so it sounds like you could develop a hematoma. You gotta be careful with the lumping. You gotta be careful with the lumping, Drew.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Get an ointment. You don't want the chafing or the lumping.
Nope, you don't want that.
Ointment.
No. But I would say, you know, the people out there that have just been in ministry for decades.
Yeah.
And are still doing wonderful work. I mean, one of the first guys that comes to mind is Terry Scott Taylor.
Oh, right.
From the Daniel Amos Band.
Yeah.
And the Lost Dogs. Just a brilliant, creative guy. Probably Mike Rowe, Gary Doherty from the Lost Dogs. Just some real talent. And so, you know, whenever we end up being co-billed in some venue, I'll do my set, and then I'll go sit out in the audience and watch them, because I'm just a fan of of genuine artists who are inventive and who love God.
Yeah. Well, Steve Taylor, right? I mean, he's still doing his thing.
Yeah, Stevie Taylor. He, as a matter of fact, he put out a new record called, I think it was called Galileo, and I haven't heard it yet, but I think he put out a new record last year.
Well, Steve Taylor, I mean, he's just a poor boy. Nobody loves him. Galileo. Stay with me.
Oh, that's a dodgy reference, dude. We don't know how many of your listeners will get that, but you can. That's all right. It's part of the learning curve.
It is part, yeah.
Way.
I should have called this show The Learning Curve.
Yeah.
Randy, you... I have the weirdest questions that come into my mind for you because I just know you're a cheeky monkey and you can handle it. There are very few people. There's so many sensitive people out there these days, but not you. You have no sensitivity whatsoever.
You're insensitive.
Can you still do the high Elaine from Seinfeld leg kick?
Well, these days, just with the aid of hydraulics, you know, with the technology is such a blessing. And no, as a matter of fact, I still do that. In my case, sadly, it's usually involuntary.
It's more like a twitch.
I think it's a primal cry for chiropractic treatment is really what I think.
That's
it
what
is.
It is. Yeah, I mean, Tim, you remember back in the day going to? I'm sorry to say back in the day. Just say, but dude, I've made you sound like you're 93. I'm so sorry about
this.
Hey,
man,
no, that's okay, Drew. I mean, to me, it just makes me grateful. It reminds me of God's faithfulness. I just turned 66 in March, and but I'm more passionate about knowing the Lord now, and I'm more passionate about serving Him now than I've ever been. Huh. And the fact that I can still do the kicking and twitching, and I can still get to my high notes without having to tune my guitar down.
See, that's a thing. That's a real thing right there. I mean, that's why all of the Gaither gang left except Bill. Because Bill, if you sing the low stuff, you can sing the low stuff longer as you get older. But them there high up in the clouds, falsetto guys, you know, once they get out of the boys' choir, they can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. For me, too, you know, helium balloons and spandex help a lot.
See, here's the thing, right? Back in the day, again, this is why I started this stupid thing the same way again. It was the reason it was so revolutionary. I think one of the reasons you were so revolutionary is not only your musical talent, you were able to be goofy and profound.
Profound.
At the same time. And just that sense of humor seemed to be so missing. Every time you went to some Jesus show, it was always so earnest and sincere and let's kumbaya our way through the next hour and a half. And, dude, you lit everybody up, man. You just went nuts. And people were looking – like, I remember the whole, wait, are we allowed to laugh at this?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I understand how people get linear in their approach because the reality is that – there is spiritual warfare going on. Eternity is at stake. So this is serious business. But the fact of the matter is that because God is the lover of our souls, and that's just the complete game changer, you know, when you realize that hope is not just the dream of desperate men, man, that's just bound to cheer you up, you know, if you're paying any attention at all, Drew. And so for me, I just thought, okay, the most authentic thing I can do is just to be just all of who I am, you know. Just show the many facets from, you know, like I said, of who God's made me to be, and then try to find that balance between challenge, worship, celebration, mix it up, baby. Mix it up.
Yeah. Yep. On the line with Randy Stonehill. He's off to do yet another gig. Dude, seriously, how many gigs do you play in a year? It's time to slow down.
Mr. Drew, there is much, much giggage in my life. you know, you'd think I was running from the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's counterproductive. They'll find you.
They will. Yep. Randy Stonehill will be performing Saturday, July 28th, 7 p.m. at the Leisureplex Banquet Hall in Fort Erie, Ontario, for all of the Fort Erie folks. Who are the people from Fort Erie from the ranch? You remember them?
Oh, Mike Agret?
Agret?
Yeah.
He was out there.
That's the only one I can remember.
No,
the hockey players. Lindsay... Whatchamacallit,
yes.
with the hockey
with the thing
player
and the buddy and the guy, and, yeah. Anyway, that's Fort
well
Erie.
Put, well put.
Yeah, thank you. And at West Heights BIC, yes, that's the book for me, church in Kitchener, Ontario, July 29th at 7 p.m. So July 28th and 29th, he's in Ontario. One place in Kitchener, one place in Fort Erie. Go to the website randystonehill.com and get in on them there tickets. You want to see this guy. I want to give you some props here.
But Dave, before you do, let me jump in again and just say, you know, really by God's grace, my wife and I are out like 70% of the year. We enjoy the great adventure, just going where God opens the doors. And listen, but also now is we're going to be I don't know if dates keep filling in, so let me just speak this. I'm going to be in Hagersville on the 17th of July.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you see, you learn things every day, mister.
Singing to the tires.
He doesn't get that reference. He does not get that reference. Well, by the way, when you're singing in Hagersville, do not reference the giant tire fire that went on there for years.
Okay, I'm going to note to self.
Yep.
Do not reference. Anyway, also, I'm going to be in Waynefleet on, and this is called The Barn, but it's a men-only event, and that's on the 25th. If people want to know more about the specifics, they can go to my website, randystonehill.com. It'll be posted soon. And now, Drew, it's your show, darn it. Back to you.
And back to the regular scheduled programming. No, I wanted to just give you some props. First of all, there are very few people out there these days, kids these days, that can entertain as you do. You are an actual entertainer. There are many out there that can sing and play and dance or whatever the heck they do.
Kick their legs.
Yes. Leg Tourette's. But dude, you are just a professional entertainer. Doesn't matter how many are in the room, who's in the room, whatever the deal is. I've never seen anyone roll off of things as spontaneously as you do. You have a great combination of, as I said before, humor and sincerity at the same time. And people, it's like, I remember going to James Brown and he said, you know, my concerts are, I kind of want them to be like church. People come in with feeling, you know, they got loads on their life, they got weight on their shoulders or whatever, and they come in, I want them leaving my gig having that load lifted. And that should be the point of church as well. So yeah. It really is a weightlifting evening. That doesn't sound right at all. With Randy Stonehill.
No, thank you. Yeah, for me, I just try to do the kind of performance I would like to see if I was sitting in the audience.
Right.
And so I just try to use everything in the artistic arsenal, as they say,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, because the bottom line is, if you bore them, you lose them. Doesn't matter how sincere you are, if you bore them, they're going to dial out, you know? So yeah, I just try to, you know, do the concert I would like to see, and that really helps me, that keeps my perspective sharp on, you know, where to talk, how to move, what songs to pick, and keeps it fresh for me, too.
All right, final question for Mr. Randy Stonehill. Fallen Angel, I remember the guy, I can't remember his name, the guy that put it together.
David DiSabatino.
That's right. Does he have some Canadian connection? I thought he was originally Canadian, maybe, or something. But anyway, he put together
he's from Canada.
He put together this documentary about the life of Larry Norman, and it was called Fallen Angel. So that'll give you a little insight into what the vibe this doc had. I mean, it was really, there were some surprising things there, and yet Larry had such a profound influence on so many people's lives. And I think his journey was one of the first journeys that made me realize that I pedestaled people. And I remember when I was brought on as a pastor at a church in Australia, please don't tell anybody, that was the first message I gave them, was do not put me, if you put me on a pedestal, you're the idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that back in those days. I mean, we were all, you know, teens, and I think that's what teenagers do.
Idiots, yeah.
We're idiots as well. But I put Larry Norman on a pedestal. And then I found out, oh, wait a second. You know, Larry had certain, you know, things about him that were not like Jesus.
Yeah, but I think the important part about that is you realize it's kind of like, I don't want to compare it to AA, but, you know, when you're amongst people that are like you and that are fallen and don't do great, like, it's been like the whole thing about your show is messy spirituality is really what we live, but so many of us deny it.
Yeah.
And to hear that there are people out there that we respected, that spoke into our lives, that affected us, that were hurt and broken as well, you kind of go like, okay, I'm not the only one, and I can be a little more comfortable in my discomfort.
Yes, yes. Randy, do you want to participate in this conversation?
The first time I spoke.
Yes. I concur.
Uh-huh.
I'm processing.
Did you regret any your involvement in that at all? Because there was a little bit of a vibe of, oh, there goes Larry under the bus.
Yeah, you know, I think of course 2020 hindsight is always the clearest, and then quite often, well, not helpful at that moment. You can't go back in time. Mm-hmm. I would say this, that, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, I recognized that the director was trying to create a film that would show that, you know, Larry's visionary qualities and his brilliance, but also show, more importantly, God's amazing grace in our worst times as well as in our best times. But I think ultimately the film didn't work. And even David said, you know, I'm just going to shelve this and move on to something else. People just they don't understand my motives. They don't see it the way I see it. People don't want to see the film. And so, you know, I look at it and I go, this is what I know. I told the truth with as much wisdom and grace as I could. I didn't edit the film, you know, so I didn't have a sense of the big picture until the thing was finally put together. And at the end of the day, I think if I could go back in time, I probably would have bowed out. Hmm. And at the end, frankly, at the end of the day, I think even David, who worked on the film for years, I think he thought better of it too and went, well, I know what I was shooting for, and I was a Larry Norman fan, but the guy was both brilliant and broken. And of course, in terms of brokenness, well, that's a club to which we all belong.
Yeah, baby.
So I think even David said, man, I don't know, I meant well. I wasn't out to get this guy, but this is the story that I found, and it's brilliant, and it's heartbreaking, and maybe people, a lot of people's brokenness and their struggles, maybe that should just be between them and God, and so we've all learned, and let's move on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't wait for the documentary on you. What would it be called?
Oh, the mind boggles. Hey, maybe that's what it would be called.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it would be I have no idea.
It probably honestly, it would probably be called Shut Dee Doe. I mean, you know. That's
how about Oops?
Oops. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know, hey, we could have a contest because I'm speechless now. We could have people they can phone in movie titles.
Yeah,
it would be, you know, Uncle Rand just goofiness and grace. I just like the alliteration.
That's I like that. Uncle Rand, okay. Goofiness and grace. There it is. There it is. Well, again, Randy Stonehill, founding father of Christian rock. I don't know if that title sits with you well, but I'm saying it anyway. He's performing. The two dates I have here is Saturday, July 28th, 7 p.m. at Leisureplex Banquet Hall in Fort Erie, and West Heights BIC Church in Kitchener, Ontario, July 29th at 7 p.m. RandyStonehill.com. There were a couple of other dates. What were the other? There was the Man Movement concert.
Yes.
What's that one called?
Yeah,
where is that again?
It's The Barn in Waynefleet on July 25th.
All right.
And then I'm in Hagersville on July 17th.
Right.
So they can go to randystonehill.com and
beautiful.
find out that information. Hold on, my wife is... No, he said, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I think about the movie title now, who, me? Who, me, self-absorbed? Gee, what do you think about me? Now, you know what? Maybe ultimately... In a note of a slightly more serious note, maybe you should be called "There's a Rainbow Somewhere."
Because that's
I found living hope, and I just want to point to Jesus with my life through all the you know, ups and downs and all the growing pains, because he is the star of my movie.
What was the name of that song that line is in? There's a rainbow somewhere.
King of Hearts.
All right, King of Hearts. What a beautiful tune. I don't know why I got Irish there all of a sudden.
it's your prerogative as a radio personality.
Yeah.
You can switch many personalities, you know, at will. And you don't even have to be named Will.
No, who's Will? No, wise guy, eh?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? How much time do you have? Never mind.
Okay. Dude, I've always appreciated your guts. And thank you. Thank you for joining us again on the show. You've been on the show numerous times, and each time it's just been a delight, an absolute delight. Randy Stonehill, randystonehill.com. We're going to go out with that song we were just chatting about. I wish you the best, man. You do good, man.
Right back at you, sir. It's good talking to you.
Okay, Randy. Take care. Say good day to the missus for me, will you?
Will do.
Okay. Bless you. Bye. Bye-bye. Randy Stonehill on the Drew Marshall Show.